Welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you tuned again into our broadcast this time. We're taking a look at Luke chapter 9, verse number 57 in our Bible study. Luke chapter 9, verse number 57. Our Lord Jesus in this chapter has been on the Mount of Transfiguration. He's cast the demon out of the child that the man brought to his disciples, and they couldn't cast him out, but the Lord Jesus did. He speaks to them about his the fulfilling of his gospel. He's got his face set towards Jerusalem. The time has come for him to go and accomplish these things that are at hand, and he speaks about his economy. He speaks and deals with extremism on the part of the disciples, the forbidding of those, the destroying of those. The Lord says, "I came to save. I came to save sinners." And so he's there in Samaria right now, heading towards Jerusalem. It says in verse 57 of Luke 9, "And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." You know, that's an interesting thing about our Lord, is that he, being the greatest of all, never undertook the worldly and earthly pursuit of men. Here in the prime of his life, he's going to give his life for sinners. Here in the prime of his life and in his ministry, these 3 years of his ministry, he goes about preaching, teaching, healing, and helping, all for the sake of others. Nothing for himself, but all for the sake of others. What a great God, what a great Savior, and wonderful and merciful, loving Lord we have, that he, being the greatest that there is willing to give for the sake of sinners, for the sake of those that are far from him. He says here, "I don't own one piece of real estate. I don't have a place to lay my head." But he said unto another, "Follow me." And so this man declares, "I'm going to follow you wherever you go." Lord says, "I've got nothing. I've got not even a place." And the Lord declares to another man there in the group, "Follow me." And he said, "Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father." The man says, "I've got a father that's alive, and I need to go back and wait till he lives and dies, and then I will come follow you." Listen to what Jesus says. The Lord has given him the command, "Follow me." The one man says, "I'll follow you wherever you go." The Lord says, "I've got no place. I've got no place." And he says to another man, "You follow me. You follow me." He says, "Let me go home and bury daddy first. Wait till my dad dies." Jesus said unto him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God." And so the Lord tells him, he says, "Folks are going to die. Your family is even going to die. And you need to let those that are dead bury the dead." The Lord, see, the Lord says, if the Lord says unto you, "Follow thou me, follow me," then we need to follow. And all those details, all those things that concern men and how we want to reverence, and we should not, we should honor our parents. The Lord's not saying not to honor parents. But this man said, "No, I can't go right now." But when the Lord says go, we need to go. We need to go when the Lord says to go. And then the Lord will help and take care of the thing that we need to do in honoring our parents and caring for our parents. There no doubt for this man would be help and provision for that. But the Lord, when the Lord says follow, we need to follow him. May our Lord help us with that. "Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of the God." Go preach the kingdom of God. He said, the preaching of the kingdom of God is what needs to be done now. It may be years, son, before your daddy dies. You need to go and preach now. And then when it comes time for your daddy to die, then you can deal with that. But now go at my bidding, the Lord says. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at my home. Which are at home in my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. He said, when you put forth to follow me, when you put forth the furrowing of the ground of mankind for the sake of the Lord, for an obedience to the Lord, you cannot look back. If you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Dedication and love to our Lord and for our Lord is what's necessary and what's required in His service and His following Him. Our love for our loved ones should pale in comparison for our love for our Lord. And many have a hard time understanding that. The Lord doesn't say that we are to, it says in the scriptures, the Lord says, if you don't hate your family, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your wife, your children, then you're not worthy of me. Our Lord is not looking for us to hate them, but our Lord is looking that our love for Him be supreme, and our love for our loved ones would compare like hatred for them and our love for our Lord. Our Lord wants us to care for our families. It's the design of the Lord. But our Lord wants us to live for Him first. And we can do those things that our Lord has given us regarding our families by Him and through Him and with Him and by His power. And so may our Lord help us in that. May our Lord help us to see that. We need to follow Him and not prefer our family before Him. And it's a great challenge. It's a great challenge that all of us face. But it is a challenge indeed that the Lord can help us to accomplish. No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You can't go back. You can't go back. We must follow our Lord. We come to chapter 10, and it says here in verse number 1, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before His face into every city and place whither He Himself would come. An interesting thing here, the Lord in chapter 9 had sent forth the 12, the apostles. Now He's sending forth 70. And we've got the context of this, which is very interesting and important, of course. It's given it to us, and so it is. But a side note that we can understand from this, or there are those that believe that the only ones that were in the church in the Lord's day, in the day of His ministry, were the apostles, because of some passages, a passage in Ephesians, how the Lord set first, or in Ephesians, or in the New Testament, how the Lord set the first apostles in the church, and then after that prophets and so on. And but the thing is that there are more in the Lord's church that He has bid follow Him, more of John's disciples that have come that are following Him, and so there's more in the Lord's church than just 12 men. And we see that evidenced here. It says here that 70 were sent out two by two. 35 groups, 35 pairs are sent out to preach and to go before the Lord in the places, the cities that He would enter into. They're announcing the coming of the Lord that the word might get around. And so He sends them out to do this work. Now, the question is, would the Lord send someone that wasn't in His church? Why, no, he would not send someone that was not in His church. He would only send those that are in His church. Another thing that we see in Acts chapter 1 is the replacement of Judas, where we see that Judas was replaced, his apostleship needed to be filled, that there be one a witness. And how was it? There were two men that were chosen, that were with the apostles and with the Lord Jesus in particular, when His ministry from the time of John the Baptist all the way to after the Lord's ascension. And so there were more in the church than just the 12 apostles. The setting first of the apostles in the Lord's church is the setting first of the first leadership. They're the first leadership in the church. The apostles and witnesses of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel fulfilled. So the Lord takes these 70 and sends them forth two by two into the cities and the places that he would come. It says in chapter 10 of Luke, verse number 2, "Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves." Very similar to what he had told the apostles, wasn't it? And we see also this written in Matthew chapter 10. "Neither carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. And if not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house, remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house." Don't be begging. "But as you go and minister, if they provide for you, you receive it as the blessing of the Lord. And to whatsoever city you enter, and they shall, then they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. Whatever they provide, whether it's rattlesnake or chicken, or lamb, or whatever it is, you eat it, and you receive it, and be thankful for it." He says, "And heal the sick," verse 9, "that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you." It's come very close to you. The power of God has come near you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you." So the message that they preach is the kingdom. The kingdom of God has come closer to you than it ever has before. They receive your word, then bless and tell them that the kingdom of the Lord has come close unto you. Jesus is coming. He's on his way, and he's going to be preaching his gospel, and you need to hear it. The kingdom is coming at hand. If they reject you, shake off that dust. Shake off that dust as a testimony before God. And again, in Matthew 10, the Lord is watching that. The Lord is taking note of that. And he said, make sure you tell them, the kingdom of God has come very close, come nigh unto you. Verse number 12. "But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city." Whoa. Is this the loving, kind, and gracious Lord Jesus speaking? Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities of the plain were destroyed by fire and brimstone out of heaven. And the Lord says it's going to be more tolerable for the inhabitants of Sodom at the day of judgment than for the city that rejects these missionaries, these evangelists, these ones that the Lord is sending to preach the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God. "Woe unto thee, Chorazin," verse number 13. "Woe unto thee, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works have been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes." Whoa. This coming of the kingdom nigh and near is a great blessing, but to the rejecter of that blessing, it's a great condemnation. It's come nigh. It's come closer. It's had a greater witness and testimony to those that it comes near unto than it has many, many others. And the Lord says the condemnation of rejecting that is greater upon them. Well, see, their time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.